Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon. Daytime high is approaching 59. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 35. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 72. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Kansas, Mid-America, Everett News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, registration time has officially ended in the state of Kansas to register to vote, and early voting has officially commenced. And yesterday, the candidates for the Attorney General seat, including Chris Kobach and Chris Mann, squared off in a final debate to talk about the issues of the Attorney General seat.
When you choose an attorney personally, you choose the attorney who has the skills and the experience you need to get the job done. What Kansas needs is an attorney who has the experience defending laws against ACLU attack and has the experience defending our constitutional rights against the presidential administration when it undermines them.
That was Republican candidate Chris Kobach on KWCH News. The Democrat candidate Chris Mann, on the other hand, talked about his experience as a law enforcement officer.
My life has been about public safety and public service. And I commit to you, the people of Kansas, that I will wake up every day and work to keep our families safe.
The full debate was hosted by KWCH News. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The grounds of a former Native American boarding school in the state of Kansas will be searched to determine if there is any indigenous children that are buried there. KAKE News reports that according to the Kansas Historical Society, they are contracting with a University of Kansas Center for Research to conduct a ground-penetrating radar survey of 12 acres to search the unmarked graves. As of right now, the Shawnee Indian Mission Historical Site is one of hundreds of schools run by the government and religious groups in the 1800s and 1900s, and thousands of Native American children were forcibly taken from their homes and placed in the schools. Last year, the U.S. Interior Department announced that they would be investigating the nation's treatment of Native American children at the boarding schools, and according to the latest federal report, they've identified more than 500 student deaths at the institutions. In other news, the Kansas Highway Patrol says that a Garden City man is now dead after a rollover crash in Gray County on Sunday. KWCH News reports that Mulu Aberhane was driving eastbound on Highway 50 when he left the roadway for an unknown reason and rolled into the North Ditch. He was taken to the hospital where he later died.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A Sydney man is facing felony drug charges, and he's due in court in Chadron today. As Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports that 33-year-old Dennis Latka was arrested last month after he was found unconscious behind the wheel of a pickup near Box Butte State Recreation Area. During the investigation, Nebraska State Patrol troopers reportedly found cocaine, methamphetamine, marijuana, empty baggies, and two scales along with a butane torch. Latka was taken to the Chadron Hospital for medical clearance, then was taken to the Dawes County Jail. In other news, the former interim director of human resources, Amy Deers of Chadron State College, has announced to be the new director of human resources, vice president for administration and finance. Deers had worked at the Chadron State College since 2014, where she was hired as project coordinator in the administration and finance department before transitioning to HR. She said that she is eager to help assist the college's employees and those that may be seeking employment. Mid-America Network News. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County continues discussion regarding the option of aligning ambulance services under a single county license in an effort to better accommodate staffing shortages and provide for funding options, which could include a county mill levy toward operations. Carolyn Scoville with the Washington EMT was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and spoke of options that are being considered.
Some of the pieces to the puzzle are going to include, you know, obviously the funding, providing the personnel and the resources, because I'm sure that everybody's familiar with some of the supply chain issues that have arisen across the country over the last couple years. While there's lots of options and lots of questions yet to be answered, as far as what a countywide service might look like, I know that there's been no decisions made on the finality of that, like how many stations there might be, how many personnel. At this point, the county is really just looking at feedback from the community.
Residents are encouraged to complete a brief survey regarding options and future direction. It outlines the discussion process thus far and asks if you're in favor of a countywide ambulance service, how would you like to see it funded, and if you're not in favor, allows a chance to say why. The survey was published in a recent issue of the October editions of the Washington County News and is available on the city website, washingtonks.net, on Facebook, or can be picked up. A QR code is printed on the survey as well for electronic submission. Deadline to return the surveys is November 1st.
The survey responses are due back by November the 1st. Once we get that feedback, we will meet with the commissioners and present all of the survey results to the commissioners, and then we will be holding town hall meetings around the county so that we will have gathered up some of the questions that people may have, and then we can start meeting with the public and kind of educating them and bring some of those questions that have arisen as a result of the survey.
The adult education series continues at the Marysville Public Library with a program Thursday on how to write your own obituary. This is being brought back by popular demand and will be presented by Marysville Advocate editor and owner Sarah Kessinger and past editor Sharon Kessinger. How to Write Your Own Obituary, open to the public Thursday afternoon, 12:15 at the Marysville Public Library. The final outreach flu clinic with the Marshall County Health Department planned Thursday afternoon at Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance from 1 to 1:30. Darlene M. Fox, age 83, formerly of Topeka, passed away August 25th in Manhattan. The funeral service is planned Saturday, October 22nd, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Haddon Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Darlene Fox. Wayne L. Harper, age 83, of Frankfort, passed away July 29, 2020. Bonnie Mae Harper, age 88, of Frankfort, passed away October 6, 2021. A graveside service is planned Saturday, October 22nd at 2 at the Vermilion Cemetery, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Wayne and Bonnie Harper.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the fun this Saturday with the Black Squirrel Fest in Marysville, continuing 50 years' tradition of parading pageantry and feasting. Take part in the downtown merchant guessing games and win a $50 gift certificate. Live music throughout downtown with magic, juggling, and more under the big top at 11:30. Old-fashioned carnival games, a bounce house, big wheels on Broadway, kids' activities, and more. A road rally from 4 until 6, and more fun throughout the day Saturday during the Black Squirrel Day. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants: United Bank and Trust, Landall Company, and Nordis Motor Company.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures staying slightly warmer today and will continue to warm throughout the rest of this week. Conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny as a large upper-level ridge continues to stay over the region. These conditions will continue throughout the weekend as well before another large cold front will move through throughout Sunday night and leading into next Monday. This cold front will bring another chance for some cooler temperatures and a chance for some rain showers. For today's forecast, sunshine with our highs in the mid-50s and upper 70s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A bit warmer throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, and mostly clear over Thursday night with our lows in the mid-40s. Sunny and even warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s, and staying a bit more mild over Friday night, clear skies with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. The warmest day will be on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 68. Record high on this date, 90. The average low, 43. And this morning, we matched a record low of 19. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 6:43. Another hard freeze overnight, matching a record low of 19 degrees.
What makes hair turn gray? We will get to the root of the problem today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 19th, the 292nd day of the year. Singer Jennifer Holliday and actor John Lithgow share a birthday. If you've ever blamed stress, a sudden fright, or your kids on graying hair, We have some news for you. They're not to blame. The true cause is something bottled blondes have known for years, hydrogen peroxide. When we are young, the peroxide is held in check by a natural enzyme, which our body stops producing as we age. The hydrogen peroxide eventually interferes with melanin production, the natural pigmentation in our skin and hair. Researchers say there may soon be a pill to interrupt that process. And the pill for the wisdom, experience, and dignity that accompanies gray hair? We won't hold our breath. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get our free newsletter online at almanac.com.
4-H. For youth, for America, 4-H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Truck Repair Plus, Blue River Veterinary Clinic, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, and Titan Manufacturing.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water,
your air and food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Marshall County 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Join us today.
In celebration of National 4-H Week, Marshall County 4-H is seeking new members.
Visit kansas4h.org or your local extension office to find a 4-H club near you. That's kansas4h.org.
Hi, my name is Lydia Wessel, and I've been in the Wide Awake 4-H Club for 6 years. My favorite project is horse.
Hi, my name is Ashley Prawley, and I'm a member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and I've been in 4-H for 3 years. My favorite project is goats.
Hi, my name is Ari Winslow. I'm a part of the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 2 years. And my favorite project is arts and crafts.
In the face of real life challenges, kids in 4-H are inspired to do.
Help us celebrate this year, National 4-H Week, October 2nd through the 8th, by joining our movement to inspire kids to do.
Join 4-H and explore exciting ways to grow and do together. Visit Kansas4-H.org to learn more.
There you go.
Celebrate this year. Bye.
Hello, my name is Isabel Prawley, and I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 3 years, and my favorite project is fit.
Hi, my name is Zoe Prawley. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my first year, and my favorite thing to do in 4-H is horse.
Hi, my name is Morgan. Club is Wild Awake 4-H. This is my first year, and the project that I like is the Legos.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Truck Repair Plus, Blue River Veterinary Clinic, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, and Titan Manufacturing.
4-H, for youth, for America, 4-H.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Associated Press's preseason 2021-22 college basketball poll has officially been released for the top 25 teams in the nation, and Kansas University Jayhawks have been tied at number 5 going into the early preseason. Much of the decision comes from the following 20 and 21 records, points totals based on 25 points for first place votes, and last year's final rankings. Some of the top teams in the nation, according to the AP, includes North Carolina at number 1, followed by Gonzaga, Houston, Kentucky, and Kansas. Baylor ties Kansas at number 5. The Kansas State Wildcats were not ranked in the top 25 AP poll. We are just weeks away from first tip for college basketball in the state as Kansas University takes on their first exhibition game against Pittsburgh State on November 3rd at 7 p.m. with tip-off there. Their first regular season game is set against Omaha in Lawrence on November 7th, also first tip at 7 p.m. Kansas State is set to take on Texas Rio Grande Valley, also on November 7th at 8 p.m. Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership. It's a big year for four high school volleyball teams across the state of Kansas, and especially in West Wichita area, as they're highly ranked across the state, including Andale, Cheney, Eisenhower, and Garden Plain. As KSN News reports, the Andale Indians are defending the state champions in Class 4A, as they've crushed every team in their path this season with their way to victory at 35-0 for their record and number one in their state rankings. In the Cheney Cardinals, they're finishing their season at 30-4 and ranked second in Class 3A. They made it to the 3A state championship last year before they fell to Heritage Christian Academy out of Olathe. On the side of Cheney, five of their senior volleyball players are about to play their final regular home match. Cheney finished second at the state tournament last year. Andale and Cheney met in Goddard for their tournament on Saturday last weekend, and the undefeated Indians swept the Cardinals 2-0 in the game. In other news, the Arrowhead Express, also known as the van that helps Kansas City Chiefs fans, has been recovered after being stolen last weekend. The van was stolen out of a parking lot of a Holiday Inn in North Kansas City.
Hanover at Frankfurt's our Friday night feature game. K-Prep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Coach's interviews on the pregame show at 7 o'clock kickoff, live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air online, and on our mobile app.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Don't worry if your forsythia, lilacs, or azaleas are sprouting a few flowers in fall. You can blame it on the weather, not your green thumb. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Spring flowering trees and shrubs form their flower buds the summer prior to their spring bloom. The spring flower buds on most of these plants are fully developed by mid to late summer. You'll notice the larger swollen flower buds on these plants in fall. This is why you must wait until right after flowering to do any needed pruning if you want flowers the following spring. These spring bloomers occasionally produce a few fall flowers after a stressful growing season or extreme change in the climate. It's almost like the plants were tricked into behaving like it was spring. This is nothing to worry about as long as the plants have and continue to receive proper care. You'll just have fewer blooms in spring. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Join Russ Dieter celebrating 33 years at Seneca Furniture. All this week, register for prizes and take advantage of furniture specials, including Ashley, Best, LaCrosse, Lazy Boy, Sealy Forever Bed, and more. Shop a tremendous selection at both 401 Main in Seneca and 26 North 4th Street. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 2. Find them on Facebook and celebrate 33 years this week with Seneca Furniture.
This town in southwest Texas is one of the most remote in the U.S. Some might think that would make it hard to attract people to live there. But in the 1970s, the exact opposite happened when one person from New York City found a town that was perfect for him and his work. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
As Abby Boyd in Marfa, Texas explains, you can tell a lot about this area of West Texas simply by how far apart the towns are located.
The written history we have on Marfa begins with the railroad. When Marfa was just a stop on the railroad, the steam engines had to stop about every 30 miles. So you'll notice along Highway 90, there are towns about every 30 miles, and Marfa was one of those towns.
Not long after the railroads arrived, the military came as well.
Because of the proximity to the border, a cavalry fort was established here in 1911. That cavalry fort was decommissioned and quickly turned into a military base in the 1920s. And then an army airfield was established just east of town.
When the fort closed, Marfa's population quickly fell from 5,000 to 2,000, leaving empty buildings behind. That's the way it remained until someone from New York City found this town to his liking.
So when the artist Donald Judd, who already had some notoriety in New York and internationally in the art world, was looking for space, he found Marfa.
How Judd decided on Marfa as his artistic headquarters is an interesting story.
The story that I like is that Judd drew circles on a map around the places that had the least population. And Marfa was in the middle of the biggest circle. So when I stand out and look as far as the eye can see with no buildings and no people, no evidence of man, just land and sky, I think of myself in the middle of that circle.
Many people come here to see Judd's and other artists' work, but there's much more to the story. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Marfa, Texas. I'm Andrew McCray.
Rotted straw bales are an excellent medium for planting things. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Start the straw bale seasoning process now so they're ready to go in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I'm going to get a head start on my vegetable garden yet this fall. I've got a couple of straw bales that I will let sit outside over the winter. When spring rolls around, they'll be in a state of decomposition that makes the perfect growing environment for seeds and transplants. And the biggest benefit? No major weed control.
Janelle Malone is an extension assistant in the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences at Oklahoma State University. She says to wet down the bales so moisture can get in and speed along the decomposition process.
You can allow them to sit until you are ready to begin your spring plantings. And one of the cool things about straw bales, as they go through this decomposition process, they give off heat. So while your straw bales are decomposing, they're warming up a little bit, and that enables you to begin your spring planting just a little bit earlier.
If you want to speed things up even more, Malone says to sprinkle some 10-10-10 fertilizer granules into the bale, which will feed the beneficial microbes. In the spring, you can sow seeds or put transplants directly into the bale.
Some folks are opening up that bale just a little bit, maybe pulling out a handful of the straw and creating a pocket that they can plant into. They're taking a handful of potting soil and putting a handful of that soil down into the straw bale and then planting into that soil.
Corn, tomatoes, leafy greens, and flowers are just a few of the plant varieties that do well in straw. When the season's over, compost the bales or work them into the ground as a soil conditioner. Learn more about straw bale gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from. The rain's new. Is the sun. We'll be right back.
I remember when my husband and I bought our first home, we didn't know how to approach the process or what to look for. Thankfully, we had a realtor who showed us the ropes. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, the partnership we had with our realtor reminds me of what working with a financial professional is like. A financial professional can be helpful, regardless of whether you're just getting started in life or if you're feeling confident about where you are financially. Meeting with someone can help you learn about programs or options you may not be taking advantage of, and they can also review your current strategy and find ways for you to save, grow, or give even more. They're a great resource if you're looking for guidance for ways to achieve your longer-term goals in life, too. God wants you to use your resources as a tool to live out your purpose in life, and working with someone who understands the ins and outs of finances can help you put together a strategy that aligns with your values so you can live a life of meaning and gratitude.
Trading up to a new truck? The Nordis Motor Company has a couple of 2022 Silverado 1500 model. One's a custom. One's an LTZ71. They're both four-door with four-wheel drive. And a new 2022 Chevy Blazer. It's a four-door all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Everybody is wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free, comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
KNDY. What do we really know about regenerative agriculture? We'll dig in today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Wikipedia says regenerative agriculture is a conservation and rehabilitation approach to food and farming systems. That's the broad definition. When you get to specifics, though, it gets a bit murky. A recent online discussion involving folks who work for University of Idaho Extension was focused on some of the buzzwords associated with regenerative ag. Steve Hines is an extension educator in Jerome County, Idaho.
That's one of the problems with these regenerative ag things. There's no checkoff list that says, well, if I do this, that, and the other thing, then I'm meeting the requirements of whatever that regenerative ag thing is.
Hines and some of his colleagues observed that acceptance of the idea of regenerative ag and the practices involved has been lukewarm.
We've had a lot of growers tell us, if you can't show me a return on the investment, I'm not going to bother doing it.
Hines says he can understand that. Not enough evidence is there to support it.
From a university aspect, I think we can help those growers who want to adopt it, but I don't know that it's our job to try and push it on every grower until we have done enough trials that we know how to grow some of these things.
We'll pick this up again in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I am Jeff Aiken. Recently, Raj Kosala with Kansas State University, he's a professor of precision agriculture at the university, recently sat down with Ag Today to talk about measuring nitrate levels in the soil in the region.
There are two sensor development elements that our group, along with two other groups that have been working together. One group is with the University of California, Berkeley. They are the computer and electrical engineers. And then another group of material scientists and engineers from University of Colorado, Boulder, and then a group of us from our lab focused on soil science and agronomy. So the engineers are putting together chips, very small chips, that we can distribute out in the field and maybe even bury them down to 6 inches depth that are battery-less and are hopefully one day made out of biodegradable material that you can distribute out in the field in dozens, if not hundreds. And you can communicate with them through radio waves. So they're basically sleeping all the time out in the soil. And when you ping them with the radio wave, they wake up for a millisecond, do their job or measurement, and send that information back to your phone or to your desktop computer. And then you use geostatistics or statistical tools or software, if you may, to stitch that data together and almost instantaneously.
For more on this matter and others, you can check out the podcast Ag Today from Kansas State University. That's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Tractor rollovers are a main cause of death on farms. Learn how to maneuver the machine on hills and the safety precautions you should take on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Every year we hear stories of how somebody was injured or killed from a tractor rollover. These things happen in a split second, giving the rider no time to think and react. You can't always prevent an overturn, but your chance of survival is almost guaranteed if there is a rollover protection system on the tractor and you're buckled in. Chuck Schwab is an extension safety specialist at Iowa State University. He says tractors have a high center of gravity, which makes it easy for them to overturn, especially on a slope. The safest way to maneuver a slope is to back up the hill and drive down rather than driving across it. Unexpected things like rocks, rough ground, and depressions from soil erosion can catch you by surprise.
And so what happens is you're on a slope that's steep, and then one of your tires go into that rill, and that causes the slope to be more steep at that one instant. Then the tractor has started the shift towards rolling, and then it just continues.
Rear overturns are most often caused by hitching outside of or higher than the tow bar.
If your back wheels of the tractor get good traction and they don't move, and whatever you're towing isn't going to budge, if the wheel doesn't spin and there's power to it, there's enough power in most tractors that will take and lift the entire tractor and throw it backwards.
Keep your speed down because it's easier to anticipate and correct a hazardous situation if you're going slow. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about preventing tractor rollovers at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Here's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday. Here's what we're looking at right now for corn for December, 675 and three quarters. That's down five. March corn at 682 and a quarter. That's down five currently. Kansas City wheat for December, 939. That's down five and a half. Kansas City wheat for March, 937 and a quarter. That's down five and a quarter. Oats for December, 379 and a quarter, down eight. March oats down seven and a half currently at 383 and a quarter. November soybeans, 1370. That's down two. Soybeans for January, down one and a half currently at 1380 and a half. Cotton for December, 7829. That's down four. Cotton for March at 7788. That's down 356 currently. Live cattle for October, 149.15. That's up 67 and a half cents. Live cattle for December, 151.27 and a half. That's up $1.47 and a half. Feeder cattle for October, 175.22 and a half. That's up 40 cents per 100. Feeder cattle for November, 178.37 and a half cents. That's up 55 cents. Crude oil for November, 84.63. That's up $1.81 currently. Crude oil for December, 83.61. That's up $1.54. Gold for October, 1637.50 cents. That's down $11.50. Gold for December, 1633.60 cents. And that's down $22.20. Silver for December, 1833, and that is down 26 cents. Silver for March at 1850 and a half, that is down 27 and a half. Taking a look at Wall Street very quickly for you, looks like that the Dow is down 235 currently, S&P down 42, NASDAQ down 148, trading at 10,623 shares. That's a look at your market information on the Mid-America Ag Network.
I really like this F-150. It has everything I want, and it drives great. I think I'd like to buy it. If this is the MSRP, do I really have to pay over that?
No. At Rusty Eck Ford, we have discounts up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Wait, you're discounting your new vehicles?
Absolutely. When you buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford, you can save with discounts of up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Really? It's that easy? Are you sure?
Yes, it is. And that's why we say,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Come out and see us at 7310 East Kellogg or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. 2022 Ford F-150, stock number 22T517, MSRP 60,180, sale price 56,293. All rebates to dealer. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offer expires at month end.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Schotte, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
What if I told you that there was a new tool available that helps take the guesswork out of planning for planting with limited water? This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Water Specialist Jonathan Aguilar recently joined me to discuss a new tool that does exactly that. It's the Crop Water Allocator.
The Crop Water Allocator was envisioned such that it will help farmers who have a limited or a set allocation of water for the year. In fact, most of the farmers in Kansas do have a limitation in terms of how much they could use. But this is actually geared towards those that have very limited. What I mean is those that are under LEMA or Local Enhanced Management Areas, or those that are under the MYA, multi-year irrigation, and then under WCA, which is the water conservation area. So they do have some allocation for the year already. So what will happen is that they could look at this allocation for the year and figure out for themselves what's the best crop combinations, or even just the crop that they could put into their field, and try to figure out what is the best net return for them.
Aguilar goes on to share an example of how this web-based tool can be used by producers.
So if they have, for example, a field, and they would like to figure out what they will try to plant. Is it just corn all throughout with their water allocated for that year? Or would that be a combination of half corn, half sorghum, and half soybean? They could subdivide their fields up to four different crops and figure out what's the best combinations of those in terms of their net returns. So I know that there are some tools already that will figure out their yield, but this crop water allocator pushes that model towards the net return, because most of the input here in the crop water allocator could be modified, so they could change it. So I typically say, go ahead and play around with the crop water allocator. I mean, literally play around, because you could change the numbers there and run different scenarios and figure out which one is the best for your operation. If your daughter or sons are playing with their video games, this is one of those days that you could also play around with the numbers for your farm.
He ends with how to easily access the crop water allocator online via the Mobile Irrigation Lab website.
Where you could find the crop water allocator is mylab.ksu.edu or milab.ksu.edu. Try to find that crop water allocator, because that is one of the tools that you should be trying and playing around at this time of the year. So mylab.ksu.edu. Thank you very much for allowing us to share it with you, and hopefully you'll give us some feedback as well.
Sharing about the new crop water allocator tool, that was K-State Water Specialist Jonathan Aguilar. From Kansas State University, this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
best-known classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
Here's the latest from ABC.